Oh, I'm sure there's a reason for it. I don't get it. I guess everybody wanted to have a movie or something. I guess you need all, you know, more memory or something, more RAM. 73 gigs. Next week or the following week or year in, year out. But now I'm going to turn this back to Roy, AC2GSWS2N for the Space Night Report. And, oh yeah, well, we'll be on tomorrow night. I always make an announcement. Club to club, InfoNet and starts at 8:30 on these repeaters, followed by Swap and Shop, always followed by Radio News 1. Back to you, Roy, WS2N.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do on the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. And I'm sorry to Wes. We weren't able to get him the amount of time he felt he needed to explore his topic. Hopefully next week we'll be able to. Thanks, everyone. I hope you have a great week. As always, I like to close these technical nets with some wise sayings, one from our own Dick A2IW, who always would end these technical nets with the wise advice to be kind to each other. And I always like to bring up good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open to new ideas, and are so wide open that your brain fall out. And just to touch base back on data centers, they're kind of a, once again, like many scientific terms, a misnomer. They're not there to simply store new information. They're there to process artificial intelligent algorithms. That's why they're not only memory chips, but they're the GPUs that NVIDIA is making billions and billions of dollars from. You need these servers to scale up the number of parameters that each model can deal with. As you increase the number of parameters, you increase the amount of computational power you need to get access to. So it's a function of scaling it up and generalizing it to a large population who would be very upset if they paid a lot of money and were told that the lines are busy now, please call back in 2 days. So that's the premise of these things. It's taken to extreme. Most of these data, half of these data centers will not be completed in the next 10 years, if ever. You don't need them in space. You don't need them on the moon. You don't need them on Mars. That's just Elon making an excuse for the profitability of SpaceX that doesn't exist. It's a nice company. It's not worth in excess of $1 trillion because they don't profit, more than a couple of billion dollars. You know, there's little demand for rockets. He's just trying to generate a false motivation to have a lot more rockets made, fired, and giving him profits that are a thousandfold of what they really will be, because he's just trying to sell people snake oil. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you learned some things. I hope you'll be able to join us next week when we do this all over again. This is AC2G as closing this episode of the Technical Net, and I will be clear after I say Slava Ukraini.
Have a good night.